proclamation number 8675 dated the November 16th, 1963. Question. What would have happened had Adam not failed? I want you to ask questions so that I can instruct you truthfully. For these questions, two, are placed by me into your heart because I know what you still need, and I want to give you enlightenment. You humans will find it impossible to understand all spiritual correlations down to the last detail as long as you are not yet so perfected that I can completely permeate you with the light of my love, which then will also guarantee you the brightest knowledge. Yet I can already inform you beforehand in relation to your intellectual capacity so that you need not fall prey to wrong thoughts and become receptive to misguided teachings. The guilt of the beings which had fallen away from me was immeasurably huge. However, it primarily consisted of the fact that they no longer wanted to acknowledge me despite their state of light, which clearly revealed their former origin to them. They sinned against me in spite of better knowledge. Nevertheless, my love for them was so great that I made their return to me dependent on their full acknowledgement of myself and the admission of their guilt of having sinned against me as their God and Father. But it always has to be emphasized that due to their apostasy, my adversary had taken possession of the beings and that they were too weak to release themselves from his power. Only love could give them the strength to free themselves from him. Love was the only means which rendered the adversary powerless. Only love could conquer him. Yet the beings had voluntarily renounced love. They repelled my illumination of love and thereby were completely at my adversary's mercy. Roman 1, however, gave the first human beings the opportunity to accept love from me again. I endowed them with every gift and ability, and they had dominion over the whole earth. I offered them an infinite measure of love which they merely needed to reciprocate by fulfilling my not-too-difficult commandment. By reciprocating my love they, in turn, would have gained a measure of strength with which they could easily have resisted my adversary and released themselves from his bondage, and by fulfilling my will they would also have confessed their past sin. They would have entered into my will again, and every being, living on earth as a human being after them, would have done the same. And thus humanity repentantly would have returned to me within a short time, for Adam's inherent strength as a result of his right kind of love would have transferred itself onto all his descendants. The complete spiritualization of the once fallen beings would have proceeded swiftly, precisely because the first human beings would have recognized their immense original guilt and through heartfelt love for me would soon have removed it. For a sin against love, a sin against me myself, could only be cancelled through love again. And truly, what I bestowed upon the first human beings when they took possession of the earth should have ignited their love into the brightest blaze. For I only demanded love as an atonement, which was then, because Adam and the human generation had failed, shown to me by the man Jesus to such an extent that he thereby redeemed the immense guilt. Only love was able to atone for this guilt. And the first human beings truly could have mustered love, for their surrounding creation offered them incomparable glories which, after the agonizing state of constraint, made them blissfully happy in this beatitude could also have triggered a divine love within themselves, a love which only ever had to give thanks and praise and could have inspired their deeply felt devotion for me. Yet for the sake of testing their will, which previously had been misused, I also had to grant my adversary the right to fight for his followers during their earthly life. And in order to reveal to the first human beings the great danger of a repeated offense against me, I only gave them an easy commandment which they were able to fulfill and had to fulfill if their love for me was going to be able to reach the said degree which ensured their complete devotion to me, which totally would have deprived the adversary of his power. He, too, tried everything to bring the first human beings to fall, and thus he opposed my easy commandment with a promise which, however, because he was my adversary, consisted of a lie, and he impelled the human beings into the wrong kind of love. He promised them that they would be like God if they transgressed my commandment. He portrayed me as a liar, since I had denounced their death if they disobeyed my commandment. And people believed him, not me. And this was the repeated grave sin which also placed all descendants into a state of weakness, so that they could no longer liberate themselves from the adversary on their own, and which subsequently necessitated Jesus Christ's act of salvation, if people were to one day be delivered from utmost adversity. Time after time I emphasized that only love was able to atone this immense guilt, that Adam would indeed have been able to demonstrate this love to me, but that due to his fall and after his fall no being was capable anymore to muster the kind of love which would guarantee the redemption of the immense original sin, and that the loving act of redemption therefore had to be accomplished by me myself, who manifested himself in the human being Jesus. Thus the human being Jesus had an abundance of divine love, and in his love he suffered the sacrificial death on the cross, because no human being would have been able to return to me without this act of salvation, because my adversary will not release any soul, and on its own it is too weak to liberate itself from him. And because I have known since eternity that the first human being would fail, Jesus, God's only begotten Son, offered himself for this act of salvation, and he accomplished it because his love for me and for all wretched souls was beyond measure. Amen.